All right, we have a bunch to get to here in our opening segment and the whole show. So we're going to call this as the owner of the NIT break, trademarked. Mm-hmm. We'll do a little pre-break here because I heard two on the way in this morning. And those two people happen to be sitting here as part of our show right now.
I'll be damned.
We'll start with our ticker man, Travis, who was providing the same tickers for Elf. And as a Astros fan, as a baseball connoisseur, he had a real kick-ass baseball point, and he wanted to drop on Elf. And he kind of shook up the sports landscape with this one.
Tito Landrum, of all people, gets up and hits a home run, and I get it. And I'm like, all right, I got a baseball. And, you know, there's people dispersed throughout. The next pitch, guy gets another one, and it takes a funky hop, and it comes right to me again. And there was a kid standing there, and the whole crowd's to give it to the kid. And I'm like, I don't want to give it to the kid. And they give it to the kid. Give it. I said, I don't want it. I got two kids at home. What the hell? No. Yeah, I gave it to the kid. But yeah. Here's the best part of the story. So I got the home run in batting practice, which that doesn't count, but it counts. We went to our seats right behind first base, and Stan Sheinberg, the great Stan Sheinberg, caught the foul ball in his beer cup. How about that? That's a useless baseball nugget for you. Travis, you're going to say.
Here's my take. If you're going to... I lost my train of thought.
That was a great take.
Thank you.
Woof. You and EA need to go in the same boat. All right, so anyway, the Rangers are playing the Dodgers.
All right, so anyway.
Boy, you sprung into action and immediately...
Back to me fighting fans at the game.
Just fell on your face.
Just blanked, man. I came back to it 30 seconds later. I don't know if that helps. Probably
no
made it worse.
No one plays that, though. That was awesome.
But if you thought that was bad.
Okay, so, side note. Travis is officially a member of Work in Progress because after I heard that, I texted him. And I said, hey, just laugh my ass off. That was hilarious when you forgot your sports point. And he goes, yeah, completely blank. Don't crucify it for me. Did you hear EA not realizing how time zones work?
So he's passing the buck. Pointing fingers away from you as soon as you mess up. That is the work in progress way.
Because that is exactly what happens in this room if something goes wrong.
Remember that embarrassing thing he did?
Yeah, but AM can't talk.
He's way worse.
He's like, yeah, when EA didn't know time zones.
I lost my train of thought.
It's all right. We'll come back to it later.
You can pop on when you remember.
But you are right, though.
But EA's is potentially funnier. I haven't heard this one yet.
Yeah, so this was, I don't know how much of the lead-in you have, Connor, but yeah, Elf was talking about doing his show in California, Cowboys training camp, and yeah. Our dear EA forgot how time zones work.
I was looking at my calendar the other day, and I'm like, oh, my God. Teams start reporting to camps. Cowboys Oxnard, they leave here July 23rd. They fly out. I have their press conference extravaganza on the 24th or whatever it might be.
Oxnard.
That's exactly right. And I'm going to fly out the 25th, get out there on a Thursday, and we'll be there that Sunday. I don't know if I'm going to do it from there or not. It's one thing if you're on from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time. It's another thing like the Musers when they have to get out there and you're on at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're going to do a show at 4 in the morning.
I've done it many times. I mean, I have no issue with it. I'm up. It don't matter.
So you're going
to
have us come at 4 in the morning.
What's that?
So we're going to have to come at 4 in the morning.
No, I'm not. Well, it's 7 to 9.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, I'm
stupid. Do you know how time is?
Yeah, you know what? Sorry.
Yeah, you know, he needs to get on the cruise like immediately. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there is a
All right. Classic Elf dismount. All right.
Well, for you, EA, it'll be totally normal schedule for you. Just God, whenever you normally wake up.
They should have played it. They should have played along. Say, yeah, gonna need a rundown by 3 a.m.
Maybe get here a little earlier just to make sure we have a connection with him. Yeah. Make it 3:30.
It's just sitting up here.
What am I gonna do?
Why are we not going on? Man, that's great.
It's genius.
Travis is worse.
There he is. Right. He's a part of it.
Well, Monty had something.
But of course.
That's true. Thank you for passing the buck also.
Yeah.
So this was from Post Game Friday, and I only want to play this because I don't know if this is going to make the actual e-break or not, but if it does, it requires a little context, I think, because you'll hear me misunderstand what Falwell was saying. He was trying to talk to our board op, Jay, but on Post Game Friday, I sat over there, and Falwell sat where I'm sitting. And so I sat where the board op Jay was literally right behind me. So whenever Falwell made his remark, I thought he was talking to me, and it stopped down our show. All right, the Mavs win tonight, 122-84, beating the Boston Celtics at the AAC. We are headed back to TD Garden for Game 5, where the Mavs will continue fighting for their little lives. We got Mark Falwell.
Love you, Jay.
Oh, I love you too, Mark.
Oh, about, yeah. Do you know what's playing? Do you know what's playing right now? I do love Justin.
I thought that was a moment, Justin. And I realized he meant Jay behind me.
I do love
really,
you, Justin.
You really thought it was?
As I said, as we were debating the other night.
Justin's leaving. Oh no! He's so mad.
Do you know what theme music was just playing though?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But Justin's truly leaving. He's out the studio.
Oh,
I don't know how we can continue with the post game show. He's so
He even
upset.
Left his microphone
he
on
did.
Too.
It's the everything is just spinning now. What's going on here? I think he's going home.
Yeah, no, that was the Ric Flair walk-up music. He's seriously going down the hallway. I don't think Justin's coming back. We're going to have to continue the post-game show without the hero of the hardwood. Because
he's gone into the control room now.
He's so mad at Falwell.
Maybe he's just going to do the show from the producer spot now?
Maybe so. He has to get out of your presence because he's so mad about
it. Now do you love me?
I do.
All right, you get into there.
I believe that...
So yeah, I was looking at my computer and then I hear I love you, Jay, and I look up. He's looking in my direction. And so I stopped in the middle and was like, oh... Well, thank you, Mark. I love you, too.
Is it a little conceited that Monty just hears I love you and assumes it must be him?
He says Jay.
Nobody's ever called you Jay.
I do have friends that call me Jay.
And there's a coworker here that's name is
Jay.
Yeah,
which I didn't think about that in real time. It took me a second to realize he meant Jay King behind me.
He must be talking about me.
Nobody calls you Jay.
This wasn't in the void either. This was when he and I were in a conversation.
Love you, Jay.
Thank you. Oh, I got me again.
And he heard, I love you, Justin Montemayor.
Yeah.
Incredible.
If I was Jay, sitting in my normal spot, I would have never thought anything of it because I would have saw he was looking at Jay. But it just so happened he was also looking towards me, and I just wanted to be looked.
And that's way
so
worse.
You're blaming
than,
Donovan?
Yeah. No, I'm blaming... You know, yeah, I'm blaming Donovan. Yeah. Hey, it's Donovan's fault! All right, one more quick thing here. This is a story from last Sunday. We've been sitting on this for a week.
I don't know if the payoff is going to be.
I don't know. It was funny for us. So after the show, we decided to go get some barbecue down the road. And
show bonding.
Yeah.
We do it from time to time.
Right. Build a little chemistry. Maybe we'll stop turning our guns on each other if we eat some ribs.
Never.
All right.
That's all we have.
We at least convince ourselves that may happen.
Yeah.
So we get there, DJ orders first, he goes to sit down, then Ham orders, he goes to sit down. I haven't been to this place in a long time, so I didn't really know what I wanted. But I was like, okay, you can get, you know, a meat for whatever price and whatever, and I was like...
Like most restaurants.
Well, not barbecue, reorder by the meat, like you can... Whatever. So...
By the weight.
You order by the weight, by quarter pound, by half pound. And so I'm like, you know, I don't really want pulled pork or anything, I want... sausage, and they have two types: hickory smoked, jalapeno cheddar.
Mm.
I was like, "All right, I'll get some of that and some tater tots. We'll have a little barbecue lunch here." And so I go to the order lady or whatever and say, "Now this is where I messed up. The way I phrased it is where I messed up. I said I would like a half a pound of sausage, half hickory smoked, half jalapeno cheddar, which in my mind meant in total a half a pound of sausage.
A quarter pound of each.
Yeah. Right. But in her mind, she heard half a pound of hickory smoked, half a pound of jalapeno cheddar. And so I go up to pay for my meal, and it's now $40.
And I'm for like, some sausage and tater tots.
What the hell just happened? Why is it so expensive? And as soon as the $40 hits me, I look over, and the Leaning Tower of sausage comes out on a plate.
It was like a little Chichen Itza pyramid made of sausage. It was I've never seen that much of one meat piled onto a plate before.
So much sausage on one little platter.
If you were wobbly at all, sausage would have tumbled off
of
the platter.
I would have lost like $9 of sausage if I hit a bump. And so now, big fella has to go, and of course you picked the last table at the back of the restaurant.
You had to walk
parade through the restaurant,
there.
Yeah.
So I'm like hiding it under my shirt so all the people don't see that if they run out of sausage, it's Monto's fault.
Well, you left it at the table too, and you went to get your drink or something, and the woman like brought out fries to the table while you weren't there. And I just looked at her and I said, man, this guy really likes sausage, I guess. And she just looked at me and said nothing and walked away. Yeah. She did not like my sausage humor at all.
I think
all.
It may have been a language barrier.
That's certainly possible. I enjoyed it. I made myself laugh.
And then, yes, we just spent basically the whole lunch just talking about all these scenarios that now could play out. Like,
yeah, a family of 10 comes in, but they can't get any sausage because Monty ordered it. And they're crossing it off the board.
Or some kid, like his birthday wish is to go have lunch
authentic.
At Slowbone.
Yeah. The pig was added to the endangered species list that day because there's such a glut of sausage eaten.
Or what would people think if I went to every table and asked if they would put one sausage on my plate?
So you ate...
Are you done with that?
You ate a ton of it, and by the time you were done, then it looked like a normal plate that somebody would order
it looked like
by the time you were done.
It kept multiplying. It was awful. It was so much sausage that day.
Wait, did you pay for it and you didn't like realize it? You could have like just said, hey, I meant... The other
thing. Well, you're at the front of the line, and you know you've messed up somewhere. You don't want to compound the problem by causing a scene or anything.
And
I get that.
Yeah, when I remembered, this is probably the way I ordered it that was the issue here. And, so I just took the L. And then, so now I have, like, 3 to-go boxes of sausage to take home. And luckily, my dad was over that day, so he ate it. But then I had this whole problem, too, where, like, when I was actually leaving, under 35... I see a homeless lady and her dog, and I'm like, should I offer them my leftover sausage? And by the time I decided yes, I would do it, the light changed, and I had to drive off.
Oh, what a jerk.
And so, but then I spend the next 20 minutes on the way home listening to Nelly and wondering like the moral quandary of why did I only care about giving them the sausage when I saw the dog?
Huh.
Like, why did I care more about that than the lady? And I just... had the smell of jalapeno cheddar wafting through my nose as I debate life choices.
Blackened sausage.
We also had the playlist of you coming in for the post-game show, and you have it like poker chips through your fingers. So you have a little sausage.
I was stacking my chips in the restaurant. I didn't roll it off my finger some, like a magician.
Well, then, awesome. And then Ham took some of his food to go, but he took, 2 bites of meat, and then one little bite of cornbread.
Yeah,
it was good cornbread.
And then he left it in the bed of your truck.
Well, I was helping put his... I was being a nice guy.
As if I needed more meat, you left it in the bed of my truck.
I was helping put the chair in the back of your truck, and then I left my sausage back there.
It's still in there if you want it.
Oh, God.
All right, let's get going here. Fun times.